Okay, well, good evening, everybody, and this is our team call tonight. I'm going to go over a couple of little business things first. Number one is talk to Dr. Foster and Terry Malmed tonight, and they will be on our next team call, and that is going to be on November 21st. Which is next Thursday. So we're going to have two calls right in a row. So if you can mark that down, November 21st, 7 p.m. California time, 9 p.m. East Coast, or 10 p.m. East Coast time. And they're going to be on there to answer some questions. So bring your questions. And it doesn't matter what the question is, if it's something that I haven't been able to answer or just, you know, any question that you have, bring it with you. And then also we're talking about doing a prospect call. So what we want to do is one of two things. We can either do our team call with Terry and Foster for a half an hour, you know, from 7 to 7:30, and then do a prospect call from 7:30 to 8, you know, which leaves it kind of late for East Coast time. Or we can do it two separate times. Or we could do a prospect call, do several prospect calls, one for everybody that Laura has been talking to, one for anybody in Michigan, one for, you know, Judy, if you have some people, one for people that Elaine has been talking to, you know, because we've all been talking to people. You know, it's always good to have our upline there because it gives us that credibility, okay? And like Maureen, she's been talking to her chiropractor, you know, and I know that Laura's been talking to an herbal doctor, and you know, and I've got a naturopath up in Canada. So we're all doing this and talking to various people. So think about it, and, you know, and then just let me know what you want to do because we're going to be flexible. If you think that doing a prospect call for your people at 10:30 is going to work, it's not too late. You can ask people. Ask them and see if that's work or if that's too late. You know, just let me know and we'll work around it because we can do different times if you can do different times.
Okay, so this is for people that we've talked to that we can get them to call in and listen and ask questions?
Yes, just like we're doing right now.
Okay.
Okay, they need to watch a video first. So you're going to want to have them watch a product video so that they have to understand at least how ASEA works. Okay, so if you've talked to Joe down the road and, you know, you've given him the video and he's watched it, just ask him. You know, we're going to have a call with our upline and they're going to be answering questions about ASEA and about how it works. And, you know, would you like to get on the call? It doesn't cost anything. It's going to last about 15, 20 minutes. Would you be interested in being on the call and listening and maybe asking some of your questions?
Oh, okay.
And my experience of this is that most people would say yes. And out of 10 people, you're probably going to actually get 5 that are going to be on the call.
Okay.
Okay, so that's been my experience. It's been, you know, I did a lot of these calls. And the nice thing about it, too, is that this is going to teach you. Because, like, when I started, Dr. Foster kept saying, just listen to the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And then after a while, you'll be able to say the same thing. And I thought, yeah, okay.
That's where I'm at right now. Yeah, I'm going to do this.
Exactly, but you know what? Now I'm doing a call for you guys without Dr. Foster. And so it's true, it does. You do get confident because if you hear it over and over again, you get confident. The more calls you listen to, the more the trainings you listen to, you listen to us talk about what is redox signaling molecules. You know, you get on the Facebook and you read all the different, you know, the stuff that's coming in about it. And, you know, you do. You start learning. You start noticing that you can just say it yourself. And you get confident. And it just takes practice. So, anyway, think about it and then, you know, email me or Facebook me or call me and let me know what you think would be best.
Okay.
You know, ask people if they're interested. And if they are, ask them what time would be better for them, and then we'll work it out. You know, because for here on our side, 7:30 is fine, but I don't know if people are going to want to do this at 10:30 at night on the East Coast.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, that seems kind of late. And then, you know, and then, and that'll be great because, you know, Foster, he does all the science. So, you know, he's going to be great. Somebody's going to come up with some science question that I can't answer or you can't answer, and he's just going to, you know, he'll answer it. And, you know, and then what I can do too, Laura, is I can get them to talk a little bit about the compensation plan. Of course, the only problem I have with that is that he says it so fast that it goes right over my head. And you've experienced that too, right?
Oh, yeah, I don't even bother with it.
Yeah.
I think the first part figured out. I don't know how to become a director 300, but I'm assuming I have to sign up another associate or two.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. All right, so I wanted to talk to you about that. Now, Debbie's not here, but I would still like to talk about, for the recording, because then I can get her to listen to it. Laura, would you mind sharing a little bit about what your husband's doing, you know, as far as diet and how much of the ASEA he's taking, just so she can hear this on the call?
Okay. What he was doing when he was taking it, before he ran out of his medicine, he was taking the ASEA twice a day. His diet wasn't the best. He was still drinking the sodas and stuff, and he was having the sugars up to 300 still. And they wanted to put him on insulin shots, and he refused. He said, I'm not going to take it and give myself insulin shots. And so they gave him a new prescription, and it was very expensive, but they wanted him to try it. And so we didn't get it because we just couldn't afford that much in prescription. And so he upped his dose to twice a day, or about 6 ounces a day is what he was taking. He eats twice a day. He eats at lunch, and then he eats at dinner. And he's cut the sodas out completely, which is amazing for him because he was a huge soda drinker. So, and that's pretty much all he's been doing. I mean, he started going to the gym and working out, but it's not, I wouldn't call it a strenuous workout. I mean, it's just basically moving and walking and, you know, on the treadmill and that kind of stuff. And that's all he's been doing. He's been having great numbers. I mean, I was looking at the chart, and right now he's still, you know, about just a little bit over, you know, into the target range where we want him. But if he drinks, like last night, he ate quite a bit. And he ate three times instead of two times, and he had white rice and lots of bread, and his sugar levels went up into the 200s. But as soon as...
How long after... Sorry, Laura. How long after he ate did you check his glucose?
2 hours. It was 2 hours. Let me go over here to
this
his logbook.
This would be 4 hours.
How long?
Four.
Okay. Well, we check it pretty often. Like, I checked it. His blood sugar at lunch yesterday was 196. At right when he got home from work and before he took ASEA, because he took ASEA at lunch yesterday because his numbers were close to 200. So he took ASEA before he ate his lunch, and when he got home from work, it was 163. Then he ate dinner, and he didn't have ASEA right then when he got home, but he ate dinner, and then it was white rice and chicken. And then he had four slices of toast and three eggs, I think. And his sugars at 10:05 jumped up to 252. So
yeah.
Then I'm waiting to take ASEA at 10:05 at night. I said, take your ASEA. And then, let's see, what was it? Let me go down here a little bit further. And then today at lunch, again, it was still high at 200. And we took his ASEA again because he's not taking it first thing in the morning like he needs to be taking it, but he's taking it at lunch and then right before he goes to exercise. But I had him take it at lunch today, and then when he came home this afternoon, it was 173, I think. I don't have it on here, the logbook on here, but it was still within the target range. High for, you know, it was still out of the normal because you should be, what, no more than 120, Judy, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Without eating? So, I mean, he was still in the one, I think it was 170, 173, so he was tipping high normal, but still within that range. And if I look at the graph that we have here that we track with, in the last week, he has been, you know, like 54% on target. So, I mean, I think he's been doing pretty good for not taking any of his medicine. And, he, you know, normally he'll shoot up to over 600 without being on his medicine.
Yeah,
well,
I know
him. So I have a question. Why doesn't he eat breakfast?
Well, because he leaves here at the house about 5:30 in the morning to go to work. So he just don't eat breakfast. He only eats about 12:30, and then again at about 7 o'clock in the evening because he gets off work at 6.
Yeah,
okay.
So he's expecting his body to go from 6 o'clock at night until the following day at 12:30 with no protein, and, you know, so he's, you know, you want a suggestion?
What I would suggest, Laura, is when he wakes up, because he should have a fasting glucose sugar, okay? So when he wakes up, he should take his AccuCheck, find out what his glucose is, then have him drink the ASEA, and have him eat, okay? Because he needs to eat.
Yep. He's got to eat breakfast. He's got to eat something.
Okay.
Goes.
When he comes home from lunch, check his AccuCheck because it's about 4 hours. You know, you've got a time span there.
Right.
And then, you know, check it. If it's anything over 150, have him take the ASEA and eat.
Right.
Not a whole lot, but eat. Eat some protein. And then do the same thing at night, you know, for dinner. And then just before he goes to bed again.
Yeah, because his midday or his before meal, he's staying at right at 175, and his after meal is right at 177 on average. I have this little screen tells me his averages. So I mean that's about where he's staying.
Which
is
good for
him. Taking his meds now, right?
Pardon me?
And that's without taking his medicine?
Right. He's 100% off his medicine. He's been off his medicine for quite a few days.
I know Francis, and that's good for him.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's very good for him.
Yeah, because, I mean, they know. We've been to the hospital a few times with him and his numbers.
Just FYI, we do not cover anybody in the hospital unless they're over, you know, 150 or greater.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but it's always, you know, fasting in the morning. You have your fasting glucose, then your, you know, your lunch, your dinner. Before they eat, if they eat beforehand, that you're going to get a bad false reading.
Right. Well, and that's why I wasn't too worried about his when I take it at noon, because he doesn't eat anything, you know, and what he only drinks water at work. So isn't that the same at noon when I do the fasting then? I mean, wouldn't that be considered fasting?
Yes and no, okay, because he could have the opposite issue as well. He could go hypoglycemic on you or on himself because he didn't eat.
Okay.
Which could put him in a coma.
Right. Because then
you know,
that goes low, right? Too low?
Yes, that's too low.
Okay.
That's where he starts feeling sick and he gets dizzy and he could pass out and, you know, not wake up.
Okay.
So you need to do a fasting glucose in the morning. That's why diabetics usually have to eat a snack before they go to sleep, is so their blood sugar does not drop overnight.
Even with the type 2, that they run so high?
Yes, even with the type 2.
He never runs low. I mean, the lowest I've had on him in 2003 was this 98 that he had this last week.
And he almost felt sick, did he not?
No, he said he felt fine. We were both shocked that he was normal. We high-fived each other. We're like, awesome. Yeah, that's been the lowest number yet since 2003.
That is great. Yes, he still needs to watch it because, that's a huge drop from 500.
Yeah. Well, I posted his readings on there. Did you see those on Facebook?
I believe I did.
Okay. Yeah, his highest one there, I was in the 300s. Let me go back over here and look because it was in 300s.
Okay, Laura, we're going to have to move on, okay?
Okay,
sorry.
Go ahead.
All right, so... That sounds really good, and thank you for sharing, that information. And, he's just got to keep working with his diet and watching his blood sugar and moving forward. Okay, now the next thing I want to talk about, especially now, Judy, now that you're new here, is when you're talking to people, I've spoken about this before, and this is something that, it takes a while to get this. Okay, when you go and talk to people and you're talking to them about ASEA, not very many people know about ASEA yet. Not very many people have been introduced to redox signaling molecules. Okay, so what we say is that out of 10 people that you're going to prospect or 10 people that you're going to talk to about this, one may be interested. One may sign up. One may be interested in taking ASEA. Okay, so that's, you're going to be getting 9 no's and 1 yes. And after a while, you get a lot of no's, it gets kind of, it's a bummer. It gets kind of depressing. So what you need to remember, all we're doing is sorting. Okay, we're sifting and sorting without attachment. And that's really important to remember that because, we're doing a lot of work. We're all spending a lot of time. Elaine is hitting the pavement over here, and she's going to the gyms, and she's going to the bicycle shops, and she's talking to chiropractors, and she even talked to a lady that had a lamb, no, a sheep?
A goat. A little baby goat.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not
okay, so, and she's getting, I'm interested, and then she's getting the information, and then sometimes there's yay, and then sometimes there's nothing, and sometimes there's no's, and I'm spending a lot of time on Facebook and talking to clients, and so, just remember, the most important thing to remember is when you start feeling like, oh, man, this isn't going anywhere, you can email me, Facebook me, call me, whatever, and, we can talk about it. But just remember, sifting and sorting without attachment. You want to make sure that you're not attached to the outcome. And that's easy to say and challenging to do, but it's really important that you remember that. Because that'll get you past those rough spots. And the other thing I was talking to Laura about is, being patient. Because what I'm finding now, I've been with ASEA since last August. Okay, so it was a year in August. I've actually been talking about it since November. So I've been talking about it for a year now. I just got somebody signed up. It took them 6 months. Okay, so sometimes people just kind of need to hear it over and over and over again. They need to hear it. They need to see it. They need to see that you're serious. They need to hear and see testimonials. you know, I got a guy today that 6 months ago he bought an iridology camera from me, and he called me today, and he goes, oh, I want you to send me that ASEA information again. And I'm like, didn't I already send all that to you? Yeah, but I was so busy, you know, I didn't look at it. I'm like, okay. So it was, you know, but the thing is, see, is he's come to me this time. Last time I went, I prospected him. This time he called me. So it's a little different now, okay? So, you know, you may be talking to somebody and you want them to sign up, right? But it may take them a month or 2 months or 3 months or, you know, or 6 months. And unless somebody says no to you, you know, just check in with them once in a while and say, hey, you know, have you looked at that video, or do you have any questions, or, you know, I'm still using it, I'm still, you know. So you don't want to drop the ball. You don't want to let them go. And then the other thing that's really important, and this business is so different from the other businesses that I've done, you want to make sure that you get the other people's information. So if you hand them a card, at the same time you get their phone number and their email, and you say, can I send you a little video, a three-minute video about this? Most people are going to say, sure, go ahead and send it. And then the key is, okay, well, I'm going to send this to you tonight. When do you think you can watch it? Can you watch it tonight? Can you watch it tomorrow? Can you? Oh, I'll watch it tomorrow. Okay, so then I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you the next day, and then we'll talk about it. All right? And then they say, okay, and then you write that down so that you follow up. Because what's really important not to do is just to hand them your card and say, okay, here's my card, here's my email, my phone number, here's the website, go ahead, go look at it, and then you walk away. And that's what you don't want to do. You want to actually have, I was just actually talking to Debbie, the other Debbie, about this today. You need that back and forth interaction, and that follow-up is really, really important, okay? And so make sure anybody that you're talking to, you get their phone number and their email, and you follow up. You send them a little, you know, you can either send them the three-minute peek video, or, you know, you can send them just the website, or you can send them one of the videos directly, the product videos, or if somebody doesn't know how ASEA started and they're interested in how ASEA started, you can send them the Genesis video. You know, if they are an athlete, you send the athletic video, okay, the metabolites video. If they're on the medical side, then you can send them the peer review. Oh, and Judy, yes. You want to go ahead and send me an email? That way I've got your email. I'll put you on my list. And okay. And my email is iridology, iridol. OGY@netzero.net. Okay, and for anybody that's on the medical side, you know, we have five reports, and one of them is a peer review from a congress that they did, and that's a really good one to send to doctors and chiropractors and anybody that you're talking to and prospecting, like the herbal medical doctor and the homeopath and any of those people that understand all that kind of nurses and, you know, so on.
Right.
Laura, do you have all those? Can you send those to Judy so she has them? Or did you already send them to her?
I sent her a whole lot in an email, so I'll have to see what I sent her and then send some more.
Okay, you know what the ones I'm talking about, the EB announcement? Okay,
yes.
It's called ASEA EB announcement, and that is the peer review.
Yes.
Okay, and then there's the other ones, like how the body heals itself. There was I sent them all in an email. There's five of them. So see if you see them, and if you're not sure, you know, just let me know. And
okay.
Yeah, and then those are really good, Judy, to hand out to, you know, if you talk to, you know, any of the medical professionals about redox signaling, about the, you know, it's really good. And then the other thing, if you are going to prospect like a chiropractor or a medical doctor or a homeopath or whatever, it'd be really good to have these little books, The Science of Healing Revealed, which is the little books by Dr. Samuelson. And I talked about this before, but Judy, you haven't heard. These are really good. You can get them at the ASEA store. It's aseastore.com. And they're, what did we say they were?
I think they're $3.25.
They're $3.25 each. Okay, something like that. And they talk about redox signaling and how the body heals and all that. And that is a really good way to, you know, to prospect, especially when you're dealing with professionals, medical professionals. You know, you can hand them your card and the book and say, okay, here's the, you know, this is what we're doing and so on and so on.
Judy, I got a couple of those books. And the first day they came in, I sat down and I read the book. I'm not a doctor. And all that was all new stuff to me. But I did get a lot of information out of it. And I thought it was a good book for even you would be interested in reading it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's he's written it for the layman, but it's also it's also technical. And Yeah, there's some parts in there I had to read about 3 or 4 times and go, "What?"
Yeah, I'll probably reread the book again too.
Yeah. And you know, when you're going and talking to people, take it with you and say, you know, "Hey, you want to borrow this?" You know,
right.
And then just make sure you get a date when you're going to get it back, you know. You get it back in 3 or 4 or 5 days or whatever, and then they can talk to you about it. Okay, and then the other thing is the three-way calls. Okay, so ASEA uses three-way calls, and this is a call between you, your prospect, and your upline. Okay, and so if you have somebody that is really interested, but they're not quite, you know, you can say, you know, would you be interested in talking to, you know, and if it's a professional, I'd probably have him talk to Dr. Foster because, you know, he's my upline. He's the person that got me involved in ASEA. He is our upline, and he is a chiropractor at Putnam Hospital in New York. He has over 300 patients on the ASEA, and he is a diamond executive in ASEA, so he's way up there. He does all the science calls. Okay, so if you have somebody that has science questions that you can't answer, I probably can't answer, then what we could do is do a three-way call and get Dr. Foster and you and your prospect on the phone, you know, for 15 minutes, and he can answer, you know, whatever questions there are. And, you know, if you want to get me on the phone, too, I'm happy to do it, too. So,
okay.
All right, but three-way calls are really great when you have somebody like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're interested, but not quite, you know, and just ask them. And
now,
some people like
curiosity, what kind of doctor is Dr. Foster? Is he a homeopathic?
He's a chiropractor.
Okay.
Yeah, doctor of chiropractic. Okay. But he works at Putnam Hospital, so that gives him that extra
credibility.
Yeah, with the medical field. So.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Any other questions about that? Or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, so does everybody have, do you have your computers up and running?
Yes.
Yes.
And are you on your homepage?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so, let's see. Right here on your homepage, you have the 333 play, and then in the middle here, it shows you your bonus, and over there on the right side, it shows your order history. And Laura, you were asking about Director 300. Okay. Now, the way this works, Judy, is you start as an associate, which is what you are. Okay, you just signed up as an associate. You start as an associate. Okay, then if you sign up 2 associates under you, then you become a director. Okay, now once you're a director, you want to move to Director 300. You stay a director, but you have to have 300 volume. Okay, so you basically have to have 3 people under you. Okay, because each case is 100, Laura.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you have to have 3 people ordering 1 case a month. Okay, and then you go up to Director 300. Therefore, Director 700 is?
7 people.
Seven. Okay, you need 7 people ordering a case every month. You become director 700.
Question.
Okay. And that is in a week. Okay, so that doesn't mean you can have one the first week, one the second week, and one the third week. It means that same week. And what I'm finding is that I have the first week and the last week, because I think that's when people get paid, right? They get paid the first and the first at the end of the month. No problem. You know, but those 2 weeks in the middle, those are, at least for me, those are a little bit more challenging, filling those in.
I think somebody had a question.
Does somebody have a question?
Yes, I did, Brenda. Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
When you're saying signing those people up, are you talking about, you're saying like you have to have 3 people under you. Is that 3 associates or 3 customers?
3 associates.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
That's each week?
Yes. Okay, but all you need is for once. You need it once, okay, and then you move up. So like Elaine, okay, Elaine now broke out as a director 300 because 1 week she had 300 volume, okay? Now she will always be a director 300. That will never go away. Okay, her lifetime title will be Director 300, okay, unless she goes up to 700. Then her lifetime title will be Director 700. However, she will be paid based on the volume that she has that week. Okay, so if the next week she only has 1 person ordering a case, she's not going to be a Director 300. So she will not be paid at Director 300, okay? She'd be paid either as associate or director based on her volume.
Okay.
But you always have the title.
Right.
Okay? You always have the title.
I have the rank, just not the privileges.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But the same thing happens with me, okay? I've got, you know, 1 week I'm at 900, another week I'm at, you know, 750, another week I'm at 200, another week, you know, and it bobs back and forth based on, you know, who's signing up, who's ordering extra cases, you know, who's not, you know, and so on and so on, until it's stable. And then once you're, now see, that's my goal here. My goal is to be Director 700 4 weeks. And once I can get to Director 700 stable for 4 weeks, then you go to bronze. And once you go bronze, then you go into the executive levels and you get all kinds of nice little tidbits. Okay, so on the front of your page there, you see that green oval, okay? And that shows you who is on your right side and who's on your left side, okay? Your left and your right. Now, what you want is underneath there, it shows you your total for the week, okay? It'll show your qualifications. It'll say associate, or it'll say director, or director 300, so on. And then below, it'll show the amount. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody follow me on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
Mine's kind of empty.
Huh?
I said mine's sort of empty.
Yours is sort of empty. And it will be until you start getting people. Okay, you got to get more people. All right. And, you know, you can always also, once things start moving along, if you, where it says qualifications, now does yours say associate there? I imagine it says associate. So what can do, you have an arrow there. If you want to see, well, what's it going to take for me to be a director, you can click on there and it'll show you what you need there, how short you are to be a director. Okay, same thing for a director 300 or director 700. Okay, and then right above there is the triple A bonus. Okay, Judy, that's what they're doing. This is the special that ASEA has been running and that you signed up on, where you sign up 4 associates and you get an extra $100 a month. Okay, so ASEA is running 2 programs. We've got the standard commission, which is a binary, okay, mm-hmm. which is the associate, director 300, director 700, and then it goes bronze executive, and then it goes silver executive, and then it goes platinum, gold, and diamond, double diamond, triple diamond, you know, all the way up. Okay, I think Paul is a triple diamond.
Okay,
so that's as high as you can go, but those are all the levels. Okay, so that's in the binary. Okay, and then Asiya started realizing that, you know, they need to help people a little bit, and they came up with this triple A bonus, which really helps because it makes it a lot easier. You don't have to worry about where people are signed up at. If you're a director or director 300, you could just, you know, worry about getting your first four people. So getting your first four people, it brings you up to basically a director 300, which is great. Okay, and then it also gives you that extra $100 a month. So you make the $25, you know, when they sign up, $25 on a case when they sign up. And then once a month around the, I think it's the 15th. So what's today? Today's the 14th. So tomorrow, everybody that's going to make money on that program will get paid separately tomorrow. Okay. Did I lose everybody?
Oh, well, I haven't even had a chance to look at the money making part of it at all. So yeah.
Okay. Oh, you haven't even had a chance to look at that yet. So. Do you have Laura? Did you give her the AAA bonus paper?
I believe I did. I sent her a bunch of stuff after she signed up.
Uh-oh.
Right. As you know, I'm nervous.
I sent her more stuff than I sent Brenda.
Okay.
And she sent me a lot of stuff. I just haven't had time to actually sit and look at it since I work 12-hour shifts.
Okay. All right. Well, as you look through it, you know, if you have questions, you know, you can, if you want to ask me or Laura, whatever you want to do, you know, that's fine. I'm available. I'm online all the time. You have questions, you're welcome to ask me or, you know, whatever you want to work out with Laura, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now this triple three play, this is points that you get every time you sign somebody up. And this is basically an incentive to get to Las Vegas in February. So you need 180 points to get to Las Vegas for free. Otherwise, you have to pay for your trip. So, okay, and that is that's a meeting that they're having that's kind of like the one that I went to where it's a smaller than a convention, and they do trainings and all that. Okay, and then on the right side is the volume. That's the right side here shows what you've ordered. Okay, so you're going to have all your orders there with the order number, the volume, 100 for one case, 200 for two cases, and so on, and the order date. Now, do you see over there on the right side where it says order history?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's a little box to the right of that. You see that little box to the right of that?
Yes.
If you click on that little box, now will this come up? Let's see.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, click on that little box. That's going to give you a blank screen. I got a blank screen on this side.
It may take a while.
Okay, that's going to give you orders. So your preferred customers are going to show up on there.
Eventually,
yeah. Jeez. I probably still.
Yeah,
don't get no points or anything for just my customers, correct?
You do when they originally sign up.
As an associate.
Preferred customer, you will get paid a commission when they sign up.
Okay, well, I was looking on my page. It don't show I have any points, though. Or does their volume go towards mine?
I thought preferred customers, you got something regularly. Mm-hmm. If they're on auto ship.
Yeah, are they? Is this person on auto ship?
Yeah, they're on auto ship.
Okay.
They didn't want to sign up as an associate.
Okay, but they are, well, you know, but it's really good. You know, don't think it's not good. It's really good to have some preferred customers.
Okay?
There's nothing wrong with having preferred customers. And on one of the calls we're going to do, I'm going to talk about the different levels. Because not everybody wants to do a business. Some people just want to feel good, you know. And then you've got some people that want to do a business. You've got some people that are leaders. You've got some, you know, some people refer. You know, so you've got all these different levels. So having a preferred customer is good. I kind of sort of look at it as a sort of a fill-in. You know, they sort of fill in. So it's good to have them.
You know, tell them about signing up to get the free case. That takes 4 months.
Yeah. I'm going to get there. Okay, so when you have preferred customers, when they order, their information will be on here, okay, on this. Okay, so then if you click on the next tab here, which is the AAA bonus. Okay. Now, have all of you looked at this page?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand it?
I do.
It's a pyramid, basically.
Well, it's called binary. What I was told a pyramid is when you invest money to get money. That's what a true pyramid is. So a C is not a pyramid. It's basically a binary. Okay, and, boy, this isn't coming up yet. And so as long as you understand, this is going to come up pretty soon, how the this program works, okay, basically you're at the top, and then you have four spots underneath you to fill in with associates. Once you fill in those four spots with four associates that are on autoship, and they order a case a month, okay, you make the commission on those four people that have signed up, and then you make $100 a month. Then after that, you get to the next step, which is where I am, where you take two of those people, and two of those people, you teach them how to do the same thing that you just did. So a SIA is basically a business of duplication. Okay. This isn't going to come up. Do you have any questions?
Go ahead, Brenda. I'm sorry.
Do you have any questions? It did come up.
Go back.
It's here. Oh. Do you have any questions about the AAA bonus when you look at the boxes and how it works?
I can see how it works. Out of curiosity, on the backup and the cancel, you know, would that come from your downline?
Okay, canceled, that has to do with somebody that canceled their autoship. And the nice thing about this, you know, we weren't able to see this before. There was no visual before. Now it's so simple. You know, you look at it, you see green means that their autoship has been completed that for the month. Okay, yellow means that it's scheduled, and it has the date on there of when it's scheduled. So that person is, their autoship is scheduled. If they've turned orange, that means maybe their credit card didn't go through. And so you see the orange, and you can call them. You can say, hey, you know, I see that your autoship failed. Did you know that? Because they may not know that, you know. Canceled means, of course, that they've canceled it. Now, I had somebody... You know, I had somebody cancel, and, you know, and I called her up and talked to her, and she goes, well, you know, I really don't want to do a business. She says, I'll talk to my clients about it, but I don't really want to do a business. And I thought, okay, and she's got like four people under her. And I thought, okay, you sure you want to do this? Because you're going to lose the commission on those four people. No, I don't want to do business. And then I looked the other day, and now she's green again. So I guess she changed her mind. You know, backup, okay. Backup means that you have extra people, okay, because you want more than four, okay. So a CS says sign up four to get that first level to get your $100. However, really you want more than four. You really want six or seven. Okay, and the reason is because if one of those people cancels, and you have four and one of those people cancels, mm-hmm. then you may not get your $100 the next month. Okay? So you want to have, you know, you want to have backup people. Okay, you want to have more.
Am I understanding you right? It's only going to count for the four people, even if you got eight.
On that first level, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. This is just, I think they're getting confused with the different programs there, because this is just one of the payment programs that ASEA has.
Right.
This is just for the AAA bonus.
Right.
For the AAA
okay.
bonus.
Yeah, that's
right.
What I was doing, Laura. Thanks.
You're welcome. I kind of think Judy is too. No, this is just one of the many bonus programs that ASEA has.
Yes, ASEA has many bonus. You can get paid in many different ways. Okay, you can get paid in the binary. You get paid when you sign somebody up, and then you get paid for multiple cases. So let's say, ASEA has two different programs, special programs. So a person can sign up with one case or two cases at $120 each, okay? Or what most people do, or what's the most popular, let's put it that way, what's the most popular is that some people will sign up with the four cases in the beginning, okay? Because if they sign up with four cases, they get one case free. Okay, so now that's people that know that they want to sell ASEA. So if you have somebody that you're talking to, like that herbal doctor that you're talking to, okay, he's
right.
got an office. He may have a large clientele, and he may want to stock product. So
right.
when you talk, you know, if he's going to sign up, you know, you need to ask him, are you going to take this just for yourself, or are you going to stock this and sell it to your clients? Or he may just tell you, I'm going to sell this to my clients. So you might want to tell him, well, ASEA has two programs for that. They have a four-case intro program where you buy four cases and you pay for three and you get four, or eight cases. You pay for eight cases and you get 10 cases. You get two cases for free. Okay? So what happens is if somebody signs up under you that buys four cases up front, you get a bonus. Okay? And if somebody signs up for the eight cases, you get a bonus. That's called the Fast Start Bonus program. And I've had a couple of people that have signed up. Actually, Elaine, you signed up on the 8 case. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Elaine signed up on the 8 case, and then I had a couple other people sign up on the 4 case. And so there again, if you have somebody that's going to want to stock product and sell it outright, because remember, you're paying $120 wholesale, they can sell it for $150. Okay, you can sell the case for $150. So right there you make $30. Well, if somebody orders the 8 case, they're getting 10 cases. That comes down to $96 a case. So they're going to basically pay $96 for that case, and they're going to sell it for $150. So they make a good profit, plus the commission. Okay, plus the commission. And that's a quick way to build really fast in ASEA, is to do... You know, to find people that want to do business and want to buy in quantity. But if you're doing one person at a time, where you've got people, they say, well, I want to try it first. Okay, well, they're going to buy one case. So you're going to just do one case at a time. Okay, so that's another way to get paid with ASEA, is to have the fast bonuses. Okay, does everybody understand that?
Yes.
Are you getting lost?
No, I got it.
Okay. All right. So let's see. There was a couple questions about the dashboard. You want to click on the menu button that says dashboard. Let's see what this is doing here. Power. Okay. Let me know when you have your dashboard up.
I have mine up.
Okay. So if you look at your dashboard, it's got all your information there, you know, associate, active date, binary, qualified. Laura, you're binary qualified, okay, because you have one person on each side of the binary tree, okay? Right. And I would expect Brenda, we're up there at the top where it says binary qualified. Does it say no?
Right, it says no.
Okay, so that's where the binary tree comes in. And when you have two, you know, and I or Laura can help you with that. When you have, do you understand that in order to make commissions off your team, whoever signs up below you, you have to be what's called binary qualified, meaning you have to have one person signed up on the right and one person signed up on the left.
Yeah,
okay.
Laura explained that to me.
She explained it to you? Okay.
Yeah.
And once you've done that, you are then what's called binary qualified. Okay? And you see that in your tree.
Right.
Now,
you have to have two people signed up under you to be able to get your commission, is what you're saying.
Right.
Extra
right.
commission.
You so for commission. Me just to be an associate and have preferred customers, I would never get commission off of them, period.
Yes, you're going to get paid for preferred customers. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I was just, you know, curious.
You get paid for them when they sign up. But to get that, what we call residual income, I mean, that's what you want. You
right.
know, you want that residual income. So, you know, if you go, where are you going on vacation again?
Where, what?
You guys are going on vacation where?
Back east.
Yeah, for a month, right? You're
oh,
going to be gone
yeah.
for a month?
Yeah.
Okay, so Elaine's going to be gone for a month. You know, and she's not going to be here working a CS. She's going to be on vacation. So she wants it set up so that when she goes, she's going to have that residual income. She's going to have people that are constantly, you know, ordering when she's gone and maintain that business so that every Thursday she gets paid. Okay, so she'll have a little bit of money coming in so she can go buy herself whatever she wants when she's on vacation. Okay?
Okay, I understand now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so your PV, if you look down here under volumes, okay, you see each week is listed, not 11-9, 11-15, 11-2, 11-8, okay? It's by the week, okay? So it shows you your PV. That's you. That's what you order, okay? That's your volume for that week, okay? And then left volume and right volume. Those are both sides of the binary tree, okay? And you make commission. Now, it gets really complicated. I don't want to go into all this on this call, okay? But you make commission based on the left volume and the right volume, and whichever is more, okay? Now, if you go down, you'll see down here under performance, it shows you lifetime rank. And then paid rank, okay? And that's what I was talking about before. Right now, Laura, you're a director, okay? You get one more you get another person under you with a case, you'll be a director 300. So your lifetime rank will change to director 300. And your paid rank will be based on whatever is going on that week, okay?
Okay.
And then if you keep going down, it shows you your growth, which I really like this. I really like that actually under performance, it shows personal enrollments, that's you, okay? Anybody that you enroll as an associate will show up there, okay, or a preferred customer. Total downline left, total downline right, okay? I like that because it shows how many people you have on your team, how many people you've signed up. And you can keep track. You can look at it and see, am I growing or am I going backwards? You know, what's going on and, you know, do I want to work harder? I like it, okay, because it shows you. And then below that, it shows the growth, you know. There again, you know, percent active left, percent active right, you know, so that kind of shows you how well your team is doing and your growth. You know, are you growing or are you, you know, stagnant and not growing? And then below that, team enrollments. These are all the people that have signed up. And actually, we've got quite a few people in here. that you know, that are signing people up.
Yeah,
so,
I need to get some of those people.
Huh?
I said I need to get some people.
Well, you will. You just started. You know, I can't remember how long it took me to get my first person. Were you my first person? No, I don't think you were my first person. It took me a while to get Elaine.
What's that got to do with anything?
See, there's a good example. See, Elaine, she's my partner over here, and when I approached her, she said no. She wasn't interested. And then I thought, oh, you know, okay, because I was really looking for a partner. Oh, I think Debbie's the first person I signed up. Okay, I signed her up first. Right, Debbie Short. I signed her up first. And then I asked Elaine, and she said no. And
tell her why. Tell them why, maybe. I mean, I was just...
Because she didn't believe that it worked, right?
No, no.
Why?
No.
Okay,
I was simply against any MLM.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I had a bad connotation. And then when I read what Foster did, what he said about a CM, what he did with his business, I said, oh, I'm getting on that train.
Yeah, and then I call Elaine again, or I emailed her. I said, you know, do you want to do it? I'm looking for a partner. She said, yes. I'm like, really? That's what happens. You know, so don't, like I said, don't get down.
This is different. This MLM is way different than my preconceived notions were all wrong.
Yeah, it's very different than Nature Sunshine, too. Okay, so let's see here. Go up to my account, and you will see four things under here. You'll see associate. What time is it?
8 o'clock.
Is it really? Do you want me to end the call, or do you want to stay on for a little bit more?
I'm fine.
I'm fine if you want to keep going.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you've got if under my account you've got associate information, commission detail, earnings summary, and a Sia Smart Wallet. Okay, when you get paid, you're going to get paid on Thursdays. So that means
today would be payday.
Yeah, today's payday. Okay, so you get an email from ASEA is saying ASEA Smart Wallet that they deposited such and such amount of money in your smart wallet. Okay, and that's where ASEA puts your money. Okay, when you start making money, they put it in the smart wallet. And then you get to decide where you want that money to go. You can either get a debit card, an ASEA debit card, and then just leave the money there and use it, or you can have it go to your savings account or your checking account, whatever you want to do. Okay? And but ASEA will notify you when they put money in your smart wallet.
Well, you can keep that money in that smart wallet until you decide to put it in a bank account, and it won't go nowhere, right?
No, yeah, and you can leave it. Yeah, exactly. It won't go anywhere. There's no fees.
That's what I was planning on doing, just leaving it there for a while until, I mean, with my preferred customer, I said, well, I'm just going to keep it there until I decide to put it somewhere else.
Yeah, and, you know, you can, like I said, you can get a SIA a debit card if you want to, or you can move the money, whatever you want to do. You know, if you want to, you know, it's up to you, whatever you want to do with it.
Right.
Okay, and associate information, of course, that's your information. Commission detail, this is going to be your report for your commission when you're making commissions. How come your computer does this? It opens up all these weird things.
I don't know.
Okay, so if you click on commission detail, okay, you'll see here it says select the bonus period for which you would like to view a commission detail document. Right now, you're on primary bonus. I think the secondary bonus has to do with the executive levels, okay? I think it has to do with the bronze and up. So there's not going to be any secondary bonuses until you get up in the higher levels. So, and it's by period, okay? So right now, we're on period 45, all right? And if you want to see that, you know, you won't see that now, but if you go to period 44, and then you click continue, it'll come up with a bonus statement. Okay, and you know you can spend hours in here on this website. And earnings summaries, this breaks it down also. Okay, there's all kinds of reports that you can look at here on the site.
And if you didn't earn a commission that week, I just want to let Judy and Brenda know, you're not going, it'll come up saying that there's no report available or something like that.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I couldn't see that.
Right.
Yeah, earnings.
Now, the earnings summary I really like. So I don't know, Laura, if you've looked at this one.
Yes.
But if you click on earnings summary, what it'll do is it shows you all the money you've received. Okay?
Yes.
So it's got, and this goes back. So this has all of it from when I started. It's got all my checks, all the amounts. And then below it, it has a graph. And when you look at the graph, it shows you, you know, how you're doing, how well you're doing. So you can see. So if you're going to set goals with ASEA, you know, if you're going to set, like, Laura, I know you have a goal that you want to be at a certain place by a certain time, okay?
Right.
And this is really great. I'm very visual. I like graphs. You know, I like seeing, like I said on that other page, I like seeing the percentage and, you know, how we're doing it. You know, and if you're visual, the graphs are really nice because you can see the spikes as you're going, okay? And it helps you to make goals. Well, you know, I did really great here at 2013-06. You know, I want to do that again or whatever, you know, depending on, you know, what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, my business is place an order, manage auto ship, new associate customer enrollment, and my order tracking. Okay, that's pretty, you know, straightforward. If you're going to place an order, or, you know, you want to change your auto ship information, you have a new person that you're signing up, or you want to track an order. My report, there's all kinds of things in here. Let's go down to binary placement tree. And click on that. Okay, and let me know when you've got your tree up.
Mine's up.
Okay, everybody's is up?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's not up yet. Okay, so you see that you do you... understand, there it is. Do you understand how this works?
I believe I do.
Okay, so you're there at the top. If you put your cursor just there on the little ball, you'll have your ID number and your name there. And you'll see down on the bottom left where it says auto ship is a circle and no auto ship is a triangle. Okay? Now, if, you know, you should be seeing as you're going, it filling in on both sides. Okay, and Laura, do you have yours set for auto so it automatically is going to fill in?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, so this is the binary tree. So you've got yourself there at the top. To move to the next stage, which I was talking about before, director, you need to have two people signed up on you, one on your left and one on your right. So this is a really good visual. And then the color will change to a bright green, and it'll be director. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
And then, you know, the genealogy, you can look at that for customer genealogy and summary genealogy. And then, Laura, you were asking me about the watch list.
Yes.
Now, did you
forgot to ask customer service about that when I had them on the phone. So I'm as lost still.
Okay, well, this is something I've never used. No watch entries to display. So I don't know. I don't even know what this is.
And I clicked on my customer's name where it said watch list.
You put that there? You put their name in there?
Well,
if you go to customer genealogy and you see your customers there, it says watch list and it has a plus sign. So I clicked it to see what it did, and when Judy signed up at first as a preferred customer and then we canceled her, her order, I had put a check mark there, and now I don't know how to remove it.
Yeah, I got a check mark there too, and I don't know how to remove it. It won't remove.
Okay, so let's see. Here's my list. Watch list. Okay, so level, watch list. Okay, well, these are both preferred customers and associates. Okay, it's got their number. It's got their enroller, their entry date, their phone number, their status, whether a preferred customer or an associate, rank. And see, none of mine are checked. So I suppose, you know, I imagine you could use this to just kind of follow that customer. A watch list, right? Let's see.
Right. Yeah, I've tried to remove it, you know, like uncheck her name.
You can't just uncheck it?
No. See, it's that little plus sign, I thought that it was a drop-down menu. I didn't realize I was going to be checking her off or checking whatever the check is. But
thanks, Laura.
Well, you know.
Okay, well, you know, I tend... Yeah, well, one of us could call customer service on that. That's the other thing. You know, Brenda and Judy, use customer service. You know, I call them all the time, even if it's just for something that I think is silly. You know, they're great. They're always nice. And they answer the phone right away. So it's great. You don't have to stay on hold for 15 minutes. It's really nice. So use them. If you can't get a hold of Laura or you can't get a hold of me or you have a question, you know, call them. They're great. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, I think I've called them once already.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Now, I haven't even used all these. First time sponsors report, I haven't used that. Inactive report, you know, I don't even want to use that. But that's going to tell you who's inactive. Auto ship report, that's going to tell you who's on auto ship. New customer associate search. You know, if you're looking for somebody, like Debbie wanted to know, her mom signed up as a preferred customer. She didn't remember her mother's number. That's what we used to find her mom. Okay, we used the search. Volume totals, that just gives you your volumes. Director 300 legs. Okay, that is once you become a bronze. Then you have what's called 300 legs. In order to become a bronze, you have to have two director 300s on you, underneath you, one on each side, one on your left, one on your right. Those are called your 300 legs. And so that's for them. Okay? 333, that's to go to the meeting, AAA bonus. Okay? And let's see, my tools, that has the library in there. You can spend hours and hours and hours in there. Okay? And placement preferences, best thing to do is just leave that alone. That is how, if you sign up as an associate, they're either going to be put on your left or on your right. And if you keep it where it is, which should be on balance, that means that the computer is going to select wherever your person should be put next. Okay? And so that's the best thing, just leave it alone.
Out of curiosity, my left people are doing way better than my right people. Will the computer recalculate it and switch people?
The computer will automatically fill in the next person you sign up. The computer will automatically put them where they should be, unless you want to do it manually. Now, see, I do all mine manually. Okay. I choose where I want to put my people. And I learned that from Dr. Foster. So, because he said he's very picky. So I figured, well, I'll just do what he does. So what I do when I sign somebody up is I actually go to my binary tree and I click where I want them on the binary tree. Okay? So when you sign up your two people, you need to sign up two people, right, to become binary qualified. You're going to sign up, basically, whoever you want to do the best, you're going to sign them up on your right first. Okay, so you're going to put your first person on your right, and then you're going to put your second person on your left. Okay? And then after that, you can let the computer do it. Or you can do it yourself. It doesn't matter. You're just going to go basically back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Right.
Okay? But the first one, it's you know, you just need one on your right and one on your left. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then deductor, that's a tax program. And if you don't have a business accountant, it's a really good. Now you went to the deductor.
I went to that.
Do you want to say anything about it?
I think it's a great idea, and it's cheap. I think it's $10 a month or something. But I just have decided I'm going to try to muddle through myself this year. See what happens. Maybe next year I'll change my mind. You have to have a special account for business, and I'm so screwed up that I decided not to do that yet. Now next year I may get it straight, but you have to have that's the trick. You have to have your own business account. I mean, just one account for business. You give them all of your passwords and everything, and basically it's kind of a bookkeeper for you. It when it's tax time, then they send you, they'll send you information about, they'll send you a list of all your transactions, and you tell them whether they were business or not. And then at the end of the year, they'll send that list back to you. So it's only $10 a month, but so far I figured I'm going to try it myself. Because I keep track of it, I guess that's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, but $10 is pretty cheap. But you still have to do something on the computer. You have to tell them whether that's a business thing or a personal thing. And then they'll send it. I think a lot of banks do it anyway. They'll send it to you.
Right.
So I don't know.
As far as I understood it, what it is you enter when you make a purchase for a CIA. You know, they keep track of some of that.
They keep track of, if you give them an account number, and they keep track of everything you do in that account.
Oh, everything you spend.
Absolutely, everything that goes into that account, because they have your password, your account number, and the whole bit. So then they'll send you a list of everything that you bought, and you check it off. This is the one, this is business, and this is not business, or whatever. And then at the end, they send you the whole list. Well, I mean, they're just basically keeping track for you.
They're keeping track for you.
And that's it.
And then you can also put your mileage in there.
Yes.
You put your mileage in there.
They allow for that.
I remember
that. Yeah, they allow for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's up to you. But, you know, that's another expense. So if a SIA, if you've got a couple associates under you and a SIA is paying, you know, if once you have the four associates under you and you're getting that $100 a month on the program, on the AAA bonus, your case is paid for every month, okay? So as far as, you know, once your case is paid for every month, then the rest that you make is basically gravy, you know, and then you've got the three-minute peak to pay for, and if you need an accounting program, you know, they do this deductor.
The deductor, Brenda, is you get a free deductor account with the three peaks.
Oh, you do? You don't have to pay for it?
Uh-uh, it's included.
Did you know
really?
That?
Really? No.
You might want to check into that then because you have three peaks.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I don't need it. I've had the same accountant for 25 years. I'm not switching over to deductor.
Well, they didn't
know. Well, you may want to call customer service and talk to them about it.
Yeah.
Because then you know,
I totally missed that point.
Okay, well, that's great. See, that's why we have these calls. We can learn from each other, even though we're in different states. That's awesome. All right. Let's see. Any other questions about the dashboard? Laura, you have any other questions? If you click on where it says website, let's see here. Now it's just pulled up another one.
Judy needs to be walked through this part.
Which part?
The website part. I haven't even got to this on Judy yet because this is the first time she's come into her back office.
Oh, this is great then. That's good. Let's talk about this. Okay, click on website. Do you all have this up?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it says here, this is your current business site address is http://whatever.teamasea.com. Okay, you want to copy that. That is your website. Okay, so if you copy that and paste it into the browser, that is your personal website that ASEA has given you. And you can hand that out, you can email that out to people and say, okay, check it out. You know, here's my website, this is ASEA.
But you have to get a name and a password first.
Huh? What?
You get your own website. You have to come up with your website name and your...
Well, you automatically... No, this is done when you sign up. This is already done. You have one of these, too.
Yes, but you have to have your name and the password there. We just... When you get the website, you have to do a password and your name on there. So that you can tell people how to sign into your website.
Okay, if you copy this, Control-C, and you open up another browser window and you paste it in there, and then you hit Enter, it should come up. It should automatically go to your website. So let's see what happens. It's not doing anything.
Totally lost.
You're lost?
I'm not. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Here it goes.
You want me to copy this?
Where it says your current business site address is.
I think they changed it. Okay.
Yeah, I know what my current business site is. Okay. And
okay.
You want me to right click, copy.
Okay. Yeah. So if you don't have to right click, you just highlight where it says your current business site address is http://whatever you named it. Okay. .teamasea.com. If you just highlight that, you know, run your cursor over and highlight it.
Yeah.
And then copy it, which is Control C. All right. And then open another browser window and paste that up in the address up at the top.
Okay.
Are you following me?
Yep. See, new tab, right? New window. Okay. And paste. Okay, nothing's happening. Okay, it's connecting. Hang on. Okay, cool.
Okay, so now, does it show that it's your website there? Is your name there, or however you set it up?
Yep, my name is there.
All right, so that is your website, okay? Now, that you can give that to whoever you want, okay? And you got that. That's a free website that you got when you signed up as an associate, okay?
Cool.
And there at the bottom, you'll see a Sea of Frontiers Metabolites. You have that there at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Bottom left?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, that's for athletes. So anybody that you know that likes to work out at the gym, if you guys go to the gym and a prospect, you know, I think, you know, Laura, you were talking about possibly doing that, your husband doing that. He can tell them to watch the Metabolites video. The Genesis video that's there in the middle, ASEA, the Genesis, anybody that's interested in the history, how did ASEA start? Where did it come from? Okay, that's the Genesis. And the Sun and Sand Hawaii, that is the trip that the Diamonds just took. And my guess, I can't remember what's in that, but I think it's a bunch of our executives that are talking about it. Okay, and then you have the videos there that are revolving there in the center. Okay, so, you know, there's the people, it's great because people can click on these things and they can see the science, the redox signaling, you know, they can see about the opportunity if they want to get involved as an associate, the product, you know, and all these different, you know, the ethos, all these different parts of, you know, what we talk about. Okay?
Okay.
And you can always, there under website, you can always change the name of your website if you want to. Choose your business site address. You can change it if you want. Okay? that's up to you if you want to change it. Okay?
Okay.
What about giving the your website? My website's name is livebestlight.timothea.com. So you can live best life.
Yeah.
That's much better to have a catchphrase than just our name, right?
Well, but everybody knows me by my name.
Oh, okay. All right.
See,
so
I don't
want to.
Yeah, and you know what? I can't put Joyful Living Services.
No, I know.
Because that is against compliance.
Right, but I have named it something different.
Right, you've named
so
it.
So he has one too.
Right, right.
And that's much better than putting your long name something.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
If you want to use your name.
You can change it later on.
Yeah, you can change
you
it.
Can.
You can
you
change
to,
any time.
You have to change it on all your literature. Because I put that on the literature I give out.
Oh, well, yeah, then you don't want to do that.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't want to change it.
See, everybody knows me by Generali.
Yeah, you
know?
Okay.
So that's I just leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay, so whatever you want it to be, you can change it. If you want to change it, leave it the way it is, whatever you want to do. But that's what's going to show up on that page. Oh, and then as a question came up, Laura asked me a question about the countries. How many countries is ASEA in? If you go onto your website there, up on the top there, it says choose your market, and you see the flag, the United States flag?
Yeah.
Okay, if you click on that, now let's see if it's going to do it.
I thought it was
18.
Where's
that?
Congratulations.
What?
You have been personally selected.
Go away. Okay. Then it says where it says select your market, it shows all the different countries that ASEA's in. All right? So, and actually, Laura so kindly put this together for me in a PDF document, and I can email this out to you so that if you want to share this with people, people say, well, where is ASEA? Because I was talking to a guy in the Philippines the other night on Facebook, and he asked me, is ASEA in the Philippines yet? You know, and he started asking me questions about ASEA. And I was thinking, gee, wouldn't that be nice to get ASEA over there? So this tells you where ASEA is. Okay, so if you have people in Italy that you talk to, you know, you can you know that you can ship there. Basically, they can sign up.
I have people in England.
You have people in England. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
So that would be covered under Great Britain, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
For now. Okay.
I would think so.
Yeah, Great Britain's UK. UK should be, you know, Germany, France, England.
Well, German is right there by itself.
Great
yeah,
Britain.
I see that.
Yeah, great.
It is Great Britain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Italy. I mean, England.
Yeah.
England and Great Britain are the same thing.
Yeah.
But it
and, of course, we just added Mexico, and Mexico's not on here. So you can add, you know, I'll email you the file, and then you can add Mexico to that. So, you know, I have clients in South Africa. I've got clients all over the world. And so I've got people that are wanting ASEA. You know, like we're not in Australia yet. So I got people in Australia that want it. And ASEA does not ship to Australia, and ASEA does not ship to South Africa. So what do you do? Well, if you have somebody that wants it there, you basically have to order it for them, get it at your place, and then you have to reship it to them. And it's okay as long as you do it a little bit, but but I understand that we're not supposed to do that a lot. I'm not sure what a lot means. But just so you know, if you have somebody in another country that's not listed yet, ASEA won't ship to them. You know, you can order it for them and then ship it directly to them yourself.
Expensive.
And that's expensive. Exactly, because it's heavy. And, you know, it's going to add up really fast. And, you know, a lot of people don't have that kind of money and they don't want to pay for that. So, but that is an option. Okay?
Okay.
Any other questions? Are you overwhelmed?
Just a tad.
I'm sorry. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, when we get into the compensation plan, we start talking about the binary and all these things, and it gets really, really overwhelming.
I like my philosophy the best.
What's that?
I just go out and make the money, and I don't give
that
a
that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Well,
what I'll do
is one of the calls we'll actually get into it. And I have notes from the convention because I went to the leadership stuff. I'll type it up, put in a PDF, and I'll email it to you before we talk about it, okay, so that it makes it a little bit easier to understand. Because the compensation paper that ASEA has put out is very difficult for me to understand. And, and Laura,
yeah.
You found out something today about Director 300, Director, what did you find out today?
Well, I was calling because I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be making anything off of Brenda's auto ships or off of her preferred customers. And basically, until you reach a Director 300, you don't get those bonuses, and then that's when you would get your 10% bonus, the team bonus. For that, but on the people that you personally sponsor, if I still make money off of Brenda when I first sign her up, but then all my preferred customers, you know, you make the $25 a month or one every time that they order. So,
okay,
but yeah, the bonuses really don't kick in until you're a Director 300. The extra bonuses.
Now, did they say that is only for the week of the Director 300, or did they say that is all you have to do is have a lifetime rank of a Director 300, or they didn't say?
From what I understand, it's just a lifetime rank as long as you have 300, I think is what it was, coming in. Let's see.
We need to get that clarified because it may be the week that you're the Director 300. See, that's what you think.
Okay.
Elaine hasn't seen that yet. So, because you know, in the beginning, when you first break out, like she broke out as a Director 300, that's the week that she hit 300. But you've got to have that every week. Or you're not going to get paid at that level. You're going
to
get paid at a director.
You have to break out every week.
Yeah, you got to break out every week. And then what happens, what's happened to me is I've broken out every week as a Director 700. And then somebody will cancel their autoship. And so then the next week I'm back at a Director 300. And you get paid at a Director 300, so you don't get that extra, you know, that extra mm-hmm. amount that you would get.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you constantly, You know, Judy, the one thing that we talked about last call that I want to mention is, you know, if you're going to do a business, it sounds like you're interested in doing business. You want to have what's called a living list. And Laura, do you have the handout that I handed out last time, which is explains how to go about making that list?
Yes.
Can you send that over so Judy has that? And then,
yes.
Judy, that explains to you about how to, you know, I'm sure you know a lot of people. So you've got your friends and your family and your inner circle. And then you have your outer circle. And then you have, you know, and then you have the people that you know, people you go to the bank, your dentist, doctors, and, you know, and so on and so on. And basically, you know, what they talk about in ASEA is to constantly have a living list. So you're constantly thinking of people and adding them to that list and talking to them and then moving on to the next person and then, you know, going back and following up. And so you constantly have this living list that's going. And you don't mark anybody off of that living list unless somebody says no, they're not interested. If somebody says no, you say, like my brother. They have all these people in their family have all these problems. And so, you know, Laura, you're so lucky you have all your family. And so I prospected my brother and I said, you know, you want to learn about it. And my brother came back very straightforward. We're not interested in ASEA. And I'm thinking, you don't even know what ASEA is. How can you not be interested in it?
But, you know, he said no, and so I just let it go. So unless somebody says no, you know that, you know, unless, of course, then you've got, then you also have the people like our chiropractor who says, oh, yeah, well, don't stop telling me about it. I'm just not interested right now, but.
Oh, Rick.
Rick, yeah. Don't stop telling me about it. You know, I may be interested in the future, but not right now. And so then the next month you go, would you like, oh, well, not right now, you know, maybe. So he's not
yeah.
saying no, but I think he means no,
yeah.
you know. So you've also got those kinds of people, and you kind of have to read between the lines on those people because they just don't want to hurt your feelings, right?
Right.
Right.
I think I've got – I think I was telling you I've got about six of those that were like – and some of them even approached me on Facebook after reading my testimonies, you know, tell me more information, and then I send them a video, and they never watch it. And so I check with them, did you get it? Are you sure you did? It didn't go to your spam? Yeah, I got it. And I've had a couple of people say I've watched it, and I'm like, I know you didn't watch it. I can, you know. But okay.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I've had a few of those. They said they – I have a lady that her son goes to school with my son, and she's athletic. And she was complaining the other day about having a burn. She said, oh, I worked out so hard, my abdominal muscles are killing me. And I said – how would you like to learn about ASEA, you know? And I sent her the athletic videos, and she came up to me the other day, and she sat next to me, and she goes, I watched everything you sent me. She goes, and I'm not interested. And I go, okay, you know, I said, fine, thank you for letting me know. You know, and you know what? She didn't watch anything I sent her. Because I went to Three Peak, and I saw that she didn't watch it.
Right.
So, you know what, I would rather her say, I'm not interested, than go, oh, yeah, tell me, just, you know, keep telling me, it's okay, you know.
Right.
So, you know, don't be afraid to ask people, you know, you're going to get no's, don't be afraid to talk to people, and just know that you're, you know, just always remember that Zig Ziglar, you know, 1 in 10, you know. And just think of 10 and 100, you know, and remember that you have to follow up. You've got to go back. And a good thing, Laura, to do when somebody says, oh, yeah, I'll watch it, tie them down. When? Okay, when are you going to watch it? Are you going to watch it tomorrow? Can I call you after you watch it and see if you can tie them down? You know?
I think that's exactly what you did to me because I was actually going to not watch it. And you're
really?
Like, are you going to watch it?
Oh, I tied you. Oh, okay, good. We'll see it work.
Yeah, you tied me down. So.
Oh well, you can thank Foster for that because he's the one that's taught me all these things, Dr. Foster. So.
That teaches me because I usually nail people
yeah.
for a few days.
Well, see, that's what you know, and I just found out. I was talking to Debbie today, and that's what she's doing. She's all excited because she's going. I'm handing out all my cards, you know, and I go. Okay, how many phone numbers and emails have you gotten? None.
Oh, dear.
So she has no way to follow up with these people unless she sees them. It's like, oh, no. If you're going to hand out your card, you always get something in return.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go talk to somebody at the Elks Lodge or when you guys go camping, you go talk to somebody about ASEA and you ask them if you can send them a video, you always get their contact information so that you can follow up with them. You know, or I'll talk to you when I see you at breakfast on Monday or whatever, you know.
I got a question.
That's gone way over here. What time is it?
20.
Has anybody tested this on wounds?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, has anybody tested this on wounds that won't heal?
On wounds that won't heal.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a testimonial about, wait a minute, there's somebody that I was talking to. There was somebody that I was talking to that said that they had something that wasn't healing, then they started spraying it, and it started healing.
Oh, what about those feet? Those pictures of the old person with the feet that looked so god-awful, you hardly could recognize them.
Yeah, who was
and that?
Well,
I don't know who or what was a testimonial. And the picture showed how that, and that was only in a week, spraying spraying three times a day.
Was that Facebook? Oh, was that something Foster sent me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I think Foster sent that to me. Yeah, I remember that
and
now.
And they were healing. And that was fungus. That was awful stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of diabetics that get wounds.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah, now, okay, that's the other thing. Laura, did you send Judy the, what's that form called? The start right?
Start right form?
Yeah.
Yes, I did send her that one.
Okay, on there is the webpage, the Team USA, Team ASEA,
Team Reactive.
Team Reactive, yeah. And if you, I know Laura, you've signed up for it.
Yes.
Brenda and Judy, that's something that would be really good is to sign up. You go onto the Team Reactive site, and you can put in your testimonial. You can type in your testimonial, and then you can also sign up to get the notices. And that's a really good way. Also on there, they have a bunch of testimonials. That people have typed in, and I think Paul approves all those. Because once you type it in, you get a little notice that says it's going to go through approval because they have to make sure it's compliant. Judy, that's the other thing is, I know you're a nurse. But when we talk to people, we're not allowed to use any medical terms. So pain, you know, we're not allowed to say pain. We're not. Now, I don't know because you're a nurse. Maybe it's the rules might be different for you. I don't think so, because even Foster says we can't. So, you know, I wouldn't think so. So if you're going to talk about ASEA, I think that you should also follow the same rules, which is being compliant, meaning not using any medical terms, not naming any diseases. So if you're going to talk to somebody that has arthritis, you know, we wouldn't want to talk about somebody having – you know, painful joints. You know, it'd be fine to say, you know, that stiff, but not, you know, we're not supposed to use the word pain. And because otherwise, you know.
Discomfort.
Yeah, we can say discomfort. We can't say pain. And that's simply because, you know,
because you can't say, you can't state that it relieves pain.
Yeah.
Painkiller or something.
Yeah, so that's really important.
Pain. So I can say, it will help relieve the aches, but I can't say aches and pain. I can just say aches.
Okay. And you're not supposed to say, you're not supposed to name diseases. So you're not supposed to say, well, my friend over here has fibromyalgia, and, you know, and now she's not hurting all the time. You know, you could say that she has muscle aches all over her body and she's feeling better type of thing, you know. Or, you know, you can't say she has rheumatoid arthritis. You could say, well, she's got, discomfort in her, you know, fingers.
Discomfort and swelling.
Yeah, swelling in her joints and her hands, you know, type of thing. People get the idea. I mean, they understand if you, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say the word, but I'll act it out.
Yeah, right.
Charades.
I had to laugh because I got in trouble last time for saying that about Aunt Tony.
Oh, you didn't really get in trouble, just a little bit.
Just a little.
It's okay. Well, I got yelled at, too, so, you know, and...
even the chief gets yelled at.
Yeah, yeah, and compliance, they'll come down on you. They'll find out, they've got their little feelers out, and they have these they have programs that can go through the Facebook and all that and find all these words, so... We'd like to stay compliant and not get in trouble, so.
You can use hurting and discomfort, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, and just don't name anything. You know, just like if you're going to say, I mean, I'm even wondering about, you know, you put the names of the meds that your husband was taking. You know, you sent that to Foster, to Dr. Foster, right?
Yes, I did. I sent him a copy. And,
did you hear back from him?
No, I haven't. I figured they were, you know, busy having fun.
Yeah, you saw them over there, huh, the pictures? Yeah, it probably might take them a while, but I'm going to be curious to see if they say anything about that. Because, you know, even when I do my testimonials, you know, I don't say that I was on Advil. I just say that I was taking, you know, medicine for discomfort. I'm not
right.
sure if we can name those.
Right. And that's why I told you if you needed to take those out, you know, because he didn't tell me one way or the other if I should leave it in there or not. So
we can't make any claims about when you can say, Advil took a headache away.
The thing with medication, if you list the medication that a person was taking and is not taking anymore, you know, the medication pretty much says what the patient has or what the person has.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to check with compliance. I'm going to have to check on that.
Yeah, it's my understanding we're just not allowed.
I mean, if somebody's taken metoprolol, you automatically know that they have hypertension or high blood pressure.
Some people do, not everybody.
Right. You know, the same thing.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a nurse.
Right.
Sorry.
They do say that you can say things like blood sugar levels. And, of course,
yeah, but you can't say
pretty
diabetes.
Much everybody knows what that is.
Right, right. You can't say diabetes.
So,
yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, so, you know, if you have any questions about any of that, just, you know, just check in. And if you're going to write up a testimonial or write something up and you're not sure if it's okay and you want to run it by me, you know, that's fine. Run it by me and...
Because, as you know, I work with a lot of doctors, and the doctors
right.
that I will talk to, well, it's, you know, they, the terminology, well, they're doctors.
Right, and you know, maybe in that field when you're actually, I don't know, maybe in that field when you're actually talking to doctors, you know, you're there in that situation, it's okay. But see, we just can't make any claims with ASEA because we're not allowed to say, and actually really, you know, it's not the ASEA that's doing it anyway. I mean, if you understand the science of ASEA, it's not ASEA. ASEA is not curing anything. It's just like saying alfalfa is curing an ulcer. Alfalfa is not going to cure any ulcer. Okay. Your
right.
body is. But same thing with ASEA. If you understand that all that we're doing is replacing those redox signaling molecules, and that by replacing those redox signaling molecules, that's allowing the body to function better, okay, at a better cellular better
helping the body to heal.
Right, it allows the body to heal, allows the communication the communication gets better between the cells, and it activates the antioxidants, so therefore the glutathione goes up and all those kinds of things. So we can't say that ASEA cures anything because it's not. It's just allowing the body to heal.
The body that cures it, it just allows it.
Right, allows the body to heal itself. And so, yeah.
Well, Brenda, it's getting late, and I got to get off this phone.
Yep, so I think we should tie this up. And thank you for being on the call, and mark your calendar for next Thursday at... 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, and you know, if you have any questions, make sure you get your questions set up, and we'll have Foster and Terry on the phone to answer any questions. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You all have a good night. I'm gonna *9 this and stop and save the recording. Okay?
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you.